Welcome to Agent Driven Development today. You do not have time for a 2-hour kickoff, but you have time to fail for a year. 4 things to know. 1, leaders must align on strategy or ad hoc efforts will fail. 2, awareness campaigns alone won't fix core organizational problems. 3, AI adoption demands new governance, capabilities, and restructuring. 4, skipping diagnosis now means more recovery work later. Now the people. I have had this conversation 5 times in the last 2 months. The titles change: Vice President of Engineering, Chief Technology Officer, Senior Director of Platform. The companies change: financial services, healthcare, logistics, insurance. The size changes: 80 engineers, 400, 2,000. The conversation is always the same. I ask about their goals, their constraints, where they are right now. The answer is some version of the same story. We did an all hands. We gave an overview of the tools. We showed them where to find the documentation. We told people to experiment. Sometimes it is a Friday afternoon lunch and learn. Sometimes it is a 4-part webinar series. Sometimes it is a Slack channel with links to articles nobody reads. I ask what happened after. Some people tried it, most did not. The ones who tried ran into code review policies, security friction, or architecture approval, and they stopped. The early adopters kept going because they already knew how to navigate around the process. Everyone else went back to the way things were. So I ask, can we do a 2-hour session where your teams see what modern software development actually looks like in 2026, powered by agents? What it looks like when engineers pair with AI agents to ship production code? How the workflow changes, how code review changes, how testing changes, what governance has to look like when your team is producing code at 3 times the velocity your approval chain was designed for. The response, almost every time, is that they are super busy. They ask what I can do in 30 minutes. That answer tells me everything I need to know about an organization's readiness. Right, here's the thing. The 2 hours is a test. The session is not the product. It is not the strategy. It is a test. I'm not asking you to solve your AI adoption problem in 2 hours. I'm asking whether your organization can carve out 2 hours to see what modern development looks like and have an honest conversation about what needs to change. That is the lowest possible bar. If you cannot clear it, we are having a different conversation entirely. Organizations that cannot find 2 hours are telling me that the calendar is more important than the strategy. They are saying that existing commitments, most of which exist to maintain the current operating model, take absolute priority over the work required to change it. That is an honest answer. But it is not one that leads anywhere productive. Look, we need to talk about what awareness does not buy you. Workshops, webinars, lunch and learns, Slack channels, all of it buys you awareness. People now know the tools exist. They have a vague sense that things are changing. But awareness is not adoption, and no amount of it closes the gap on the things that actually matter. It does not close the governance gap. Your code review process was designed for humans writing code at human speed. When your engineers start producing code 3 times faster, the bottleneck moves to review, architecture approval, and your change advisory board. If you do not know what real governance looks like, those bottlenecks will multiply faster than your teams can ship. I'm not talking about a 47-page policy document. I'm talking about enforceable operating rules. It does not uplift capability. Real uplift means changing what people do on Monday morning. It means telling your senior engineers that the way they learn to build software has fundamentally changed and giving them a supported path forward. It means building an AI-native engineering team, not handing AI tools to the team you already have. It does not force the hard decisions which teams get restructured. How compensation changes when an AI-native engineer delivers in weeks what used to take quarters. Whether you build a parallel organization or try to transform in place, these are executive decisions with organizational consequences. They require time to think, time to debate, and the willingness to commit. Consider the real cost of not having time. If you do not have 2 hours to identify the structural barriers to AI adoption, you will have dozens of hours for the consequences of not identifying them. Hours of meetings about why the pilot failed, hours of steering committee discussions about which tool to pick. It does not matter. The tool is a commodity. You will spend hours in one-on-ones with frustrated engineers who hit a wall of process friction that nobody gave them permission to change. You will find the time. The question is whether you spend it up front when it can shape the outcome, or after the fact when it becomes damage control. I have watched this pattern for 20 years. Agile, DevOps, cloud, the organizations that carved out time at the beginning to do the hard thinking outperformed. The ones that tried to squeeze transformation into the margins of an already full calendar every single time. Now let us look at what happens after the session. People leave the room with a shared picture of what agent-driven development looks like right now, where the bottlenecks will move, and a short list of governance decisions that need to be made in the next 30 days. But the 2 hours is the beginning. It is not the end. Nathan is the clearest example I can point to. He was planning to hire 10 engineers. Instead, he committed to changing the operating model. Two engineers using agent-driven development outproduced the 10 he was planning to hire. Not because the tools were magic, it was because the governance changed, the roles changed, and the way work flowed through the system changed. The results followed. The organizations I work with that produce real outcomes share a pattern. They treat the kickoff as a diagnostic, not a deliverable. They redesign their governance model within the first 30 days. They start measuring what actually matters: cycle time, compression, defect escape rate, and revenue per engineer. They stop tracking utilization dashboards. They build the parallel organization rather than trying to transform the existing one in place. None of that starts in a workshop. All of it starts with the willingness to block 2 hours and have the conversation. The conversation usually ends the same way. They ask if they can send some materials instead. A deck, a recording, something their team can watch on their own time. That is not how this works. The reason the session produces results is not the content, it is the commitment. Leadership sitting in the room saying, "This matters enough to block my calendar." You cannot delegate that to a recording. Some of them find the 2 hours. Some do not. The ones who do not will spend the next 12 months running experiments that fail for the same structural reasons, one after another, until someone asks why the AI initiative has not produced results. The hard decisions are still waiting. The governance model still needs to change. The roles still need to evolve. The capability gap is widening every quarter you defer. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.